I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Russian humanitarian aid is on its way to Ukraine, or maybe not. Hundreds of aid trucks sit idle in a field about 220 miles from the Ukrainian border. A Ukrainian government spokesman today accused Moscow of planning a, quote, direct invasion of Ukrainian territory under the guise of delivering humanitarian aid. The Ukrainians say if any Russian aid is to get through, it has to be distributed by the International Committee of the Red Cross. Anna Nelson is a spokesperson for the ICRC in Washington.
Right now, at this stage, the convoy is absolutely under the auspices of the Russian authorities. It is not under our auspices. And we, earlier this week on Monday, gave them a document essentially stipulating how the operation would take place in accordance with our fundamental working principles, respecting our neutrality, our impartiality, and our independence. And we've also insisted that all parties must guarantee the security of ICRC staff and vehicles. We don't accept armed escorts, for example. The document also stipulates that customs and border crossing procedures have to be settled by the two sides, and those issues have not all been clarified.
Right. The ICRC, I gather, has asked the Russian government to submit a kind of a manifest, a list of what is in those trucks. What did the list say when you received it?
We received a general list. It basically just listed basic necessities, such as bottled water, food, and generators. So we've asked for a more detailed inventory of the contents.
And just to kind of map out what would be some kind of no-go products on those trucks that you would say, no, we can't do this for you. This is off limits.
I think it would be more what, you know, what should be on there. You know, that would be household items, you know, cooking pots, water. I mean, we know that the needs in Luhansk, which has been cut off now for 11 days, they've had no communications, no water, no electricity. So then the needs are basic: food, clothing, household items, hygiene items, you know, soap to wash with.
Right. Not guns and ammunition. I'm just curious, how does the ICRC feel about being in the middle of this negotiation between Russia and Ukraine? I mean, you could be alleviating some shortages for people just trying to get by, but you could also be helping the separatists fight another day.
Again, we see things from a strictly humanitarian point of view. We've expressed that we are ready to facilitate this. I would say that the discussions and the negotiations are taking place directly between the Ukrainians and the Russians. We're not negotiating on their behalf. We're also stressing that aid delivery should not be politicized and that our priority remains just getting help to those people who need it. You know, in Luhansk, they've been now cut off for 11 days. The situation is becoming more and more critical.
Anna Nelson is the spokesperson for the International Committee of the Red Cross. She's been speaking with me from Washington. Anna, thank you very much.
My pleasure.